A jury has returned 13 guilty verdicts against James Furman, who was born February 27, 1991, to include 2 counts of sexual assault against a child under 14, 3 counts of lewdness with a child under 14, 5 counts of use or permit a minor under 14 to produce pornography, 2 counts of possessing pornography of a person under 16, and 1 count of preparing, advertising, or distributing material depicting pornography involving a minor. The case against Furman began in 2022 after a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, also known as NCMEC, was filed by a messaging application that identified a user, later identified as the defendant, had been sending videos that were considered child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, to someone else on the application. The case was investigated by the Washoe County Sheriff's Office detectives and the Northern Nevada Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, or the ICAC. During a search of Furman's digital devices, investigators located more than 100 CSAM images with unknown victims, as well as some with a known victim who was between the ages of 4 and 7 at the time of the abuse. During trial, Deputy District Attorney Christina Rhodes highlighted the evidence that proved the defendant was the individual behind the digital devices that had possessed, created, and distributed that child sexual abuse material. Sentencing is set for April 3rd with the Honorable Judge Hardy. Furman faces multiple sentences of life in prison and faces more than 160 years before being eligible for parole.